Unemployment numbers will come out tomorrow, and we're talking this week about why we have so many people still out of work, and listeners have been sharing their own views.
This is Bob Rosen from Brooklyn, New York. I think there is only one organization in this country that can afford to give jobs at good pay and good benefits, and that's the federal government. You cannot force private industry to hire people, nor can you force them to pay more than the minimum wage. Also, private industry is now finding out that they can do the same amount of work with less people. So I really don't see in the near future how we're ever going to solve the unemployment problem that we have in this country.
That's a one listener at 8778-MY-TAKE. And you talked about a couple things in there that are actually part of this issue that Christine and Judy are joining us to discuss. Christine Owens is executive director of the National Employment Law Project, and Judy Liu was recently laid off from her administrative job at a Delaware bank. Judy and Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
Judy, first, tell me exactly, you were laid off along with 13 other people. Explain why and who got laid off.
The bank was losing money. The commercial department where I worked generated the most income for the bank. And our loans were done with a lot of the big builders in the area. And the building, of course, when the economy went down, the building market kind of tanked. And they were reneging on their loans. And they brought in a company to help rectify the problem, and they suggested layoffs, and unfortunately of the 14 of us, 13 were women, and that was supposed to cut down on the losses of the bank.
And you are still looking for a job at this point?
Yes, I am.
And how is that going?
Well, a lot of networking has helped. I belong to a professional group, the International Association of Administrative Professionals, and I have gotten leads from them. Unfortunately, nothing has come through yet. I also got a lead from my daughter's brother-in-law and had a phone interview yesterday on that job. But there's just so many people out of work, especially women in the Delaware area. A lot of them from banks that have been sold or just gone out of business.
And that's Judy Liu, who was recently laid off from her administrative position at a bank in Wilmington, Delaware. And Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project, that's what you're here to talk about today, because we talked a lot about the disproportionate number of men who lost jobs. They lost more than twice as many jobs as women during the Great Recession. And now it looks as though they're doing much better during the recovery. Between June 2009 and May of this year, men gained jobs while women lost them, just like Judy lost hers. What's going on?
Well, that is one of the phenomena that we've observed in this recovery. You know, we've had a jobless recovery, and now we've started to add jobs, but the growth in jobs has been more heavily skewed to men and to the occupations that men typically are in, and the contraction has affected women much more. I think in the example of Judy, that what a lot of employers find, and you know, we've read a lot about this, that employers are trying to figure out how to do more with less, how to consolidate responsibilities in fewer employees and demand greater productivity of those employees, and then target positions that can be eliminated because the responsibilities have been spread out to other employees. And of course, automation and technology also helps facilitate that process. So I think that's a lot of what's going on. And I think then more generally, in sort of a bigger macro sense, it's the continuing job cuts in the public sector that are really hitting women very, very hard. Women have lost twice as many jobs as men in the public sector since the recovery began. And a lot of the occupations that women predominate within are the positions that are getting cut within the public sector.
That's Christine Owens, executive director of the National Employment Law Project. Judy Liu from Newark, Delaware. That's generally where you are, right?
Yes.
You know, Judy, I've gotten off the highway, you know, driving south sometimes, you know, to feed the kids in that part of Delaware. And you pass a shuttered auto plant here, an empty mall over here. I mean, you are really facing some serious recessionary headwinds trying to get a job in that region. I mean, I know you're probably connected family-wise to the area, but when do you just say, time to move?
Well, you just keep, I don't want to move. I've recently been widowed, and the rest of my family is here, and I'm going to do my best to stay in the area, and if I have to leave the administrative field, I will do that.
Well, that's Judy Liu, who recently was laid off. But Christine Owens of the National Employment Law Project, this isn't a really a simple formula of women losing their jobs and then men taking them. As you say, as productivity goes up, oftentimes these jobs, like Judy's, their duties are absorbed by other people. So people are working more hours to make up for the people that have been laid off, right?
That's exactly right. And then, again, I think that technology and automation are a factor here. You know, some of the things that we have always relied on administrative and support staff to handle, one goes online and does it for yourself on the computer, and that's a big factor in certain kinds of positions that makes it much easier for an employer to spread out the remaining responsibilities to other employees.
So what's the solution here? We talked about the same thing with African Americans losing public sector jobs. Christine, is there a place where that are hiring women?
There are a few states where there is hiring, but I think Judy's absolutely right. You can't just pick up and move. For one thing, she probably couldn't sell her house even if she were willing to move. So I think we have to have public policies that actually promote job growth and target people who are hardest hit.
Do you have a house, Judy?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. And are you going to go apply at Walmart?
If I have to, yes. I'm going to exhaust what I can in the admin field and then go from there.
Judy Liu recently laid off from her administrative job at a Delaware bank, and Christine Owens, executive director of the National Employment Law Project. Give us your views. Do you see a gender disparity in who's getting hired now that we're back in a slow recession? A recession, but very slow. 8778, my take. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.